Good evening, good afternoon, good whatever the hell time it is. This is Art Bell Speaks Radio, broadcasting live, yes, live, from the hallowed, mud-soaked fields of Nearfest, deep in the wilds of Deerfield, New Hampshire. I shit you not, Nearfest is coming in at a strong 20 decibels over S9 with a QTH of a tailgate next to some fucking weirdos selling Intel 386 motherboards and approximately 30 rolls of partially used solder. You know, the good stuff with lead still in it. And let me tell you, folks, this place, this is no ordinary ham fest. This is a pilgrimage, a gathering of the tribes, a sacred weekend where the smell of fried dough, wet coax, and decades of personal hygiene neglect merge into a single, thick, oily fog of nostalgia and the establishment of the much-coveted roast beef layer modes of propagation. I'm here among my people, the hams, the hackers, the hoarders, the spectrum occupiers, and I don't mean frequency spectrum, if you catch my drift. There are some really obsessive types out there, every one of them dragging behind a cart full of Heathkit corpses and unidentifiable power supplies, all with their original capacitors. So tune in, hold your nose, and grab a sausage with buns that have seen more sun cycles than your rig, because tonight we're going mobile and at QRO levels. I've said it before, but nothing, and I mean nothing, prepares you for this Nearfest musk. I stepped out of the car this morning, and it hit me like a sack of bricks to my fucking face. It's not BO, not exactly. It's more like the distilled essence of ham radio itself, fermented under a canvas tent since the Eisenhower administration, and slowly roasted by poorly shielded coax. Everywhere I turn, a new note in the olfactory symphony. Part solder smoke, part half-eaten sandwich, part man who hasn't seen a shower since the last solar minimum. You don't so much breathe the air here as apply bandpass filters to it. You can actually taste the high SWR if you know what you're fucking doing. And look, I'm not throwing stones from a glass shack here. I'm no rose garden. I've been in the desert long enough that even a coyote would ask me to Febreze myself. But folks, when the humidity hits 90% and the air smells like Balun grease and despair, you start to wonder if this hobby is not really about constructing new forms of biological weapons. Right now, there's a guy in front of me arguing about how only idiots use vertical antennas while wiping his greasy hands on his unwashed pants. The rank odor of this gentleman is more sour than a 14-year-old boy who has yet to discover deodorant. We like to fancy ourselves as saviors if the shit went down and the lights went out, but really, most of us are just a crime against humanity. Now I'll be back with more right after this musical interlude, so sit back, relax, stroke one out, but stay tuned, folks. Fuck, I hate country music. There, I said it. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio, but there is something very, very wrong with the legs of your standard ham these days. I mean, some people out there take the pedestrian mobile thing way too seriously. What do I mean? Well, you ever seen the chariot races of ancient Rome? Now, picture that, but replace the horses with mobility scooters and the gladiators with 300-pound men wearing I Void Warranties t-shirts. That's near-fest traffic. That's near-fest pedestrian mobile traffic. They move in herds, packs, a mighty roar of reverse beeps and groaning suspension springs. Every aisle's a potential battlefield. I've nearly been rear-ended three times, and one of them was by guy trying to photograph my call sign off my badge. Yeah, take a second look, shithead. W1, go fuck yourself. They've got trailers hitched to the back, loaded with boat anchors, dragging old Kenwoods and Collins rigs like sacred relics. I saw one guy towing an entire tower section, not all the sections, just one section. Looked like a knight returning from war, and heaven help you if you're in their way. You'll get a polite break, break, break right before they take out your ankle. I think next year Nearfest needs a scooter net. 147.275 megahertz, tone squelch set to dialysis. These aren't gentle senior transports. They're 24 volt war machines. One guy's mounted a 102-inch whip to his rear basket, says he gets better SWR when he leans left on corners. Another's towing a cart of PSK-31 software diskettes and sending his call sign in Morse code via the turn signal relays. If Revelations had a chapter for Hamfest, the four horsemen would arrive on scooters with dying batteries, each clutching a Dunkin' iced coffee and a dream of what could have been if they only weren't dropped from the football team back in high school.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Video killed the radio star.
So, ladies and gentlemen, but let's be honest, it's a 99% sausage convention out there. Gentlemen, it's time to do a little review of things so far here at Nearfest. And I tell you now, it's going to be brutal. So here is Art Bell's general assessment of gear and atmosphere. Or my Gaga review. I stopped by a vendor claiming to sell rare computing artifacts. Friends, it was a beige 286 running Windows 3.1, price tag $500 firm. When I asked what justified it, he said, "Son, this machine still connects to CompuServe." I booted it up, and it's built in 1200 baud modem, immediately tried connecting to a modem bank that has since been replaced by an Amazon AWS data center. For a moment, I heard the ghosts of IRC chat rooms past whispering ASL. He offered to throw in a free mouse pad, hard plastic, naturally, and a coupon for 10 free hours of AOL. I told him I'd pass. I already spend 10 hours a day listening to static on the 40-meter band. His buddy suggested it was a real-time machine. No shit, Sherlock. If this thing could whisk me back to 1989 and give me my waistline back, then it might be worth $500. Now, let's talk food, if you can call it that. The Hamfest menu reads like a dare. Mystery burger, $12.99, includes buyer remorse. Now, buyer's remorse is something we don't need any extra of at this place. The buns disintegrate faster than an MFJ connector. The chili could be used to etch PCBs. I ordered a hot dog and got something that looked like boiled shit covered in red electrical tape. And yet, we line up because nothing pairs with dehydration and RF exposure quite like lukewarm meat and a paper cup of cola that tastes suspiciously like solder flux. I suspect the fried eggs are from those bogus modern chickens that lay spherical eggs too. I have not seen one properly tapered egg up here in New Hampshire. Your fucking eggs are too round as well. Live free or die because the eggs are too round should be the motto around here. Honestly, how hard is it to get some decent grub into this venue? So there you have it. My Gaga review of Nearfest 2025 comes in at a solid S9. The deals are shit, and food might actually be for real shit, but this is a ham fest. Things seem pretty on point.
I'm
All right, folks, we've been receiving some messages over APRS while on the air here, so I figured I'd share some of these thoughts. First up, we have a message from Bill K4, I thought you were dead. Bill writes, hey Art, Smokey Bill here. I just used my Diamond Vertical as a rotisserie, and let me tell you, my pork shoulders got gain. The trick is to actually use the bone as a radial. You see, proof that smoked meat can bridge the political and cultural divide we have in ham radio. Liberals and conservatives all agree on how edible this meat is, and I have it on sound advice from a rabbi and a mullah that pork this burnt is both kosher and halal. Okay, let me flick through this. BBS. Message number two comes from Frank. W. One. Seriously, I thought you were dead. Frank writes, Art. I'm selling an ICOM R75 receiver for $4,000. Buyers can find me next to the 20-meter Yagi that's 2 feet off the ground. Frank, at that price, I assume it's gold-plated. And clearly, you need to do an RF exposure assessment on that Yagi. It seems like it's been pointed at your head. Okay, on to message number three. From Mark Z, K6META. Mark writes, hi Art, I just wanted to let everyone know I'm operating a fully automated station powered by blockchain AI. It curates contacts based on engagement metrics and emotional resonance. It pushes targeted ads to other hams mid-QSO. Isn't that great? I'm also developing the Metaverse Ham Shack, where operators can buy virtual coax for real money. We promise our transmissions will always be at least 49% or lower bot content, unless that's good for you. For fuck's sake, Zuckerberg, is nothing sacred? The one thing I love about the antique radio hobby is it is a fence against this modern-day AI and social media slop. Zuck, if you come anywhere near a hamfest, I'm pointing that 20-meter Yagi right at your fucking groin. Okay, that's it for today's show. As always, you can hear me on the 43-meter band whenever I get my shit together and make a show. So until the next hamfest, for the love of God, take a shower and wash your fucking clothes. Consider actually walking down to the fucking Dunkin' Donuts. Your inability to make it will make you shed the pounds. And finally, remember to keep it weird, folks. 43 meters weird.